भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So this morning we are reading from Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 22, text number also, not also, but 32. We welcome you all. We're happy to see lots of devotees here. I feel good to be back home here in Vrindavan and back again with you fortunate devotees who are always in Vrindavan. Yeah? And this volume is always like this, right? Please repeat. Tavata sutala madhyastam Vishvakarma vinirmitam Yadadhayo vyadhayascha Klamastandra parabhavaha Nopasarga visatam Nopasargam visatam Sambhavanti samekshaya Tavat As long as you are not in the post of Lord Indra Sutalam In the planet known as Sutala Adhyastam to live there and occupy the place. Vishvakarma vinirmitam, which is specially created by Vishvakarma. Yat wherein Adhayaha. Miseries pertaining to the mind. Vyadhayaha. Miseries pertaining to the body. Cha. Also. Klamaha. Fatigue. Tandra. Dizziness or laziness. Parabhavaha. Becoming defeated. Na, not. Upasargaha, symptoms of other disturbances. Nivasatam, of those who live there. Sambhavanti, become possible. Mama, of me. Ikshaya, by the special vigilance. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. Until Bali Maharaj achieves the position of King of Heaven, he shall live on the planet Sutala, which was made by Vishvakarma according to my order. Because it is specially protected by me, it is free from mental and bodily miseries, fatigue, dizziness, defeat, and all other disturbances. Bali Maharaj, you may now live there peacefully. Yes? Vishvakarma is the engineer and architect of palatial buildings in the heavenly planets. Therefore, since he was engaged to construct the residential palaces of Bali Maharaj, the buildings and palaces on the planet Sutala must at least equal those on the heavenly planets. A further advantage of this place designed for Bali Maharaj was that he would not be disturbed by any outward calamity. Moreover, he would not be disturbed by mental or bodily miseries. These are all extraordinary features of planet Sutala where Bali Maharaj would live. In Vedic literatures, we find descriptions of many different planets where there are many, many palaces, hundreds and thousands of times better than those of which we experience on this planet Earth. When we speak of palaces, this naturally includes the idea of great cities and the towns. Unfortunately, when modern scientists try to explore other planets, they see nothing but rocks and sand. Of course, they may go on their frivolous excursions. But the students of Vedic literature will never believe them or give them any credit for exploring other planets. Horrible. Tabat sutala madhyastam vishvakarma vinirmitam yadadhayo vyadhayascha klamastandra parabhavaha naupasarga nivasatam sambhavanti samekshaya. Until Bali Maharaj achieves the post of King of Heaven, he shall live on the planet Sutala, which was made by Vishvakarma according to my order. Because it is specially protected by me, it is free from mental and bodily miseries, fatigue, dizziness, defeat, and all other disturbances. Bali Maharaj, you may now go live there peacefully. So said. Who said this? Vamandev or Trivikram. Hari Hari. Bali Maharaj surrenders his life. Glaring example. The topmost, matchless example. Bali Maharaj. Atmanivedanam, right? When we go Shravanam Kirtanam, Atmanivedanam, the ninth. We can't say the ninth. It also could be the first one. We say there are nine processes. And is that ninth? Not necessarily as a ninth. No. So the Atmanivedan. Atmanivedan. Nivedan means offering. Nivedan also means offering, surrender. What kind of surrender? Atmanivedan. Or including Atma also. Or Atma is also body, Atma is mind, Atma is soul, and Atma is also money is sweeter than honey. The property is sweeter than honey. One identifies with property as himself, ma'aham, mameti. So all that is part of this Atmanivedanam. Manasa deha geha jokishumor arpilo tuapade nanda keshav. So in words of Bhaktivinoda, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So this is Atmanivedan. Manasa deha. You understand deha, right? Huh? What is deha? Body. Good. You made it. Manasa deha geha jo kichu. Whatever little bit or whatever more, which I think it is mine, what do I do? Arpilo tu vapade. I offer, I do samarpan, I do atmanivedana, all of that. So, Bali Maharaj is remembered for atmanivedan. If you wish to do atmanivedan also, anyone here interested doing atmanivedan? If you are thinking, you are wondering, so following the footsteps of Bali Maharaj. So he surrendered everything. He also had promised, well, he had not promised everything, but he had promised 3 steps of land. 3 steps? Go ahead. Or even Bali Maharaj was saying, what? Only 3 steps? Come on. I'm the proprietor of the universe. I could give you some of these 14 planetary systems. I could give you 3 planetary systems or 3 planets. Ask for more. No. This is enough. And then Lord is very, he could be tricky. And that is what he's doing with Bali Maharaj. He tricked Bali Maharaj. Tricked her. In fact, he also has a lot of things thought come to my mind. Well, could come to our mind when we remember this pastime or when we read this verse and the purport. That it is said that Lord glorified Bali Maharaj doing what? Being a beggar at the door or this fire sacrifice, yajna. Lord Vamandev has become beggar. Bhiksham Dehi. Of course, this is the time to give Bhiksha. Yajna is the time to give charities to all assembled Brahmins and others. So Bali Maharaj also would like to give bhiksha, alms, or whatever desirable, desired items of his honored guests, assembled guests. So when it was turn of Bali Maharaj, he asked for the begging, give me 3 steps of land. So be it. He also took sankalpa, the whole sankalpa, as we read through the Bhagavatam, that episode. He took sankalpa. The Guru Maharaj was the intervention of Guru. What? You do not know this person. He could take everything. In the name of 3 steps. He is talking of 3 steps, but you know, he could take everything. And then devotees sometimes comment that Shukracharya, right? Guru Maharaj is wondering if my disciple gave everything to this Vaman Dev, and what about my Dakshina? What would I get? That is why also such is a comment. He's stopping Bali Maharaj from giving everything. No, no, don't give everything. No. He'll take you everything. But sankalpa is sankalpa, promise is promise, gentleman's promise, and Bali Maharaj has stuck to his promise. Okay, go ahead. That is all that you want, 3 steps. I'm asking you to ask for more. There's also. So then, Vamandev has become. Vaman means dwarf. Vatu Vaman. Vamandev is also known as Vatu. The Vatu Dvijaraj, one of the friends of. Brahmin friend of Sri Krishna, Madhu Mangal, is also known as a Vatu Dvijaraj. Dvija, Brahmin, the king amongst the Brahmanas, Madhu Mangal. Vatu is also dwarf, or he has some handicapped kind of. So Vatu Vaman. So Vatu means dwarf, so immediately. As soon as there was time for taking 3 steps, for the first step, of course, he has entire planet, earthly planets are covered by the first foot. And the second foot, okay, I'm taking second step, and he has become Trivikram. Trivikram. The Lord is showing his parakram, his prowess. By taking second step. Okay. That's everything that you possessed. But you promised 3 steps. One more to go. Where should I? I'll place my 3rd step. Do not sleep. Haribo. You had promised you would not sleep. Bhagavatam. I think they should take sankalpa at the time, beginning of Bhagavatam. I take a vow. What is my vow? I will not sleep. It's a nice vow. Or if I feel sleepy, I would get up. Or in good old days, they used to tie sikhas to the hooks or whatever, to the roof, some peg or something. And as soon as you fall asleep, you're woken up. Some arrangement here from the fan. And the sleeping business is not surrendered. We're talking about surrender also, complete surrender. Our mind is not surrendered. And intelligence is not. Let's talk of vigilance, by special vigilance. Lord was going to maintain a special vigilance on the planet, Sutal planet, where Bali Maharaj is asked to leave. So, Hari Hari. So when we are sleeping, we are only surrendering, body is surrendered. Krishna, Chaitanya. So where to place now third step? And at that time, Bali Maharaj, he thought, well, only my head is remaining. So he bowed down, or maybe, and indicated, here you go, my Lord, it's my head now. Could place your third foot on my head. So Bali Maharaj kept his promise. He surrendered everything. He gave everything. He gave everything. But is he the loser? He gave so-called everything. So-called is everything. Bali Maharaja's something so-called. Or he called, this is mine, this is me and mine. He gave all that to the Lord. And then, is he gainer or a loser? He gained everything. He's kind of getting the Lord in return. Because Lord is saying, now you proceed. Tabat sutala madhyastam. You proceed where? Go to sutal. You go to sutal loka. Atal, vital, sutal. That's the order. Just underneath where we are, this earthly planet, Bhu-Lok. There's a Bhur and there's a Bhuva and a Bhur-Swarga and then there's a Mahar-Loka. This is going higher. There's Tapa-Loka, Jana-Loka, Satya-Loka. Seven planets above us, or six above us, about the Bhumandal, and there's seven down, okay? The seven up, including the earthly planets, earth plus six, yes, right? Like that, right? No. Somehow there's a, no, yes, right, right. The Bhu is included, Bhur, Bhuva, then Sva, Svarga. And there's a Mahar, and there's a Tapa, there's a Jana, Loka, and there's a Satya Loka, Brahma Loka. So, seven planets like this, and then there are total 14, right? And then seven underneath, including, beginning with Atal and Vital, and Sutal is the third one, then Talatal, and Mahatal, and Rasatal, and Patal. 14, 7 plus 7, 14 planetary systems. So he is being asked, just so that we know where he is being sent, so that in cosmology or astronomy we could visualize or realize in which direction is he being sent, up, down, this, that. Okay, you go down to Sutal planet. But you don't have to stay there forever. Of course, it's described here that Sutal sounds like going down towards the hellish planets, part of the hellish planet. But Lord has described that the Sutal is where I would like you to stay is Vishvakarma Minirmitam. That has been made and by my order. I have ordered Vishvakarma to do Nirma, Nirmiti, Nirmitam. Create, Nirman is creation. You Vishvakarma, you create. Oh, it's the order of the Lord. A special planet where Bali Maharaj could reside. So Lord is making this arrangement in return. Bali Maharaj has surrendered everything. And Bali Maharaj is also getting everything of a better nature, better, everything better, in every possible way. Yat Adhaya, on the Sutal planet there is no Adhi. Adhi means mental disturbance. No Vyadhi. We are normally acquainted with this Vyadhi, right? Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. Vyadhi, we know. Vyadhi. Birth, death, old age and disease. Vyadhi is disease. But Lord is mentioning to Bali Maharaj that this Sutal planet, so free from Vyadhi, free from disease, but it is also free from Vyadhi, Vyadhayaha. Plural of Vyadhi is Vyadhayaha, Adhayaha. No mental, is a mental case. Or they say, you're not American, are you? Sorry, I didn't. Anyway, gotta just speak the truth, right? One out of every five Americans, this is a statistics, is mentally ill. Of course, physically, bodily ill, then America is number one. The most sick nation in the world is America. Haribol. So that is a physical illness, but talking of, so that is a vyadhi, but talking about adhaya, adhi, the mental disturbances, Americans are also leading the show. Hari Hari. And this adhi or vyadhi is called rog, disease. And where does the rog come from? Bhog. Very good. Rog comes from bhog. Bhogis of today become rogis of tomorrow. Or even in the afternoon. Could be same day. The bhoga and roga, they go hand in hand. Because our American brothers are number one in bhoga, the land of opportunity. So the result is there. Adhi and vyadhi. And that is not just America, everywhere that's the case. More or less. What's the difference? Either more or less. More suffering, more sickness, or less sickness. There's no place free from sickness, right, on this planet. Hari Hari. So Lord is pointing out, you go to the, see that planet, Sutal planet, you go there, and what kind of planet that one is? Yad adhaya vyadhayaha. There's no adhi, there's no vyadhi, no mental disturbance, physical disturbance. Klamastandra, no dizziness. Prabhupada is translating, no dizziness, no laziness. There people are, they don't go dizzy. We are under such a pressure. There's a depression and people go dizzy. They're so busy also. That could result in getting dizzy. But some people also are lazy. Dizzy and lazy. But the Sutal planet is free from dizziness and laziness. Hari Hari. Parabhavaha. Neither there is a defeat of any sort. And like that. No upasarga nivasatam sambhavanti mama ikshaya. And this is all also going to be possible. No defeat, no dizziness, laziness, no adhaya, vyadhaya. Because I will be keeping a constant vigil. Mama ikshaya. Iksha, as a drishti. I'll be seeing, I'll be watching, I'll keep an eye on this planet. Or, when Lord, when looks at the planet, looks at anything, he blesses that planet, or place, or person. Kripa, kripa kataksh. So, mama ikshaya, this place is going to be amazing, wonderful place to live on. So Lord has made that offer. In return, Lord has, so Bali Maharaj has surrendered everything. And as you will be reading through this chapter, then there are more offers are... Lord is going to be making more offers. And my Sudarshan is going to be guarding you. My Sudarshan will be your bodyguard. Plus, I am going to be also chowkidar. Huh? You know chowkidar? Guard of this planet. That meant I am going to be also there. I will also be there. I normally stay. Where does Lord Vaman stay? He is known as Upendra. Another name of Vaman is Upendra. What is Upa? Upa means near. Upa means near. Lord is called Upendra because he stays near Indra. And he's advising, giving association, inspiration. And they are brothers also. Indra. They're Dvadash. You call Dvadash what? Yeah, Dvadash. Kya kade? Adityas, right, okay. Dvadash Adityas. Meaning Aditi's sons. Adityas and Daityas. Diti's sons, Daityas. Aditi's sons, Adityas. There are 12 Adityas. And Indra is also one of them. And so is Vamandev, son of Diti, Aditi and Kashyapa. So Lord has become brother of Indra. Vamandev has become brother of Indra. And he stays with Indra, hence he gets the name Upendra. So he stays with Upendra, but now he is mentioning to Bali Maharaj that I will also stay with you. And I'm going to make you Indra also. I will stay with you on Sutal planet. But Tavat, you see that Tavat, the first word, Tavat. Meaning how long do you have to stay on Sutal planet? And the answer is in the previous verse. Lord has already said, Indra Madashrayaha. I will make you. You will be posted or you will be appointed Indra during the rule of Manu called Savarni, which I suppose will be the ninth Manu. This is the eighth Manu. Vaivashvat Manu is ruling now. Vaivashvat Manu. You know, there are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. And this is kind of a noon time in Brahma's day. Eighth Manu is ruling, Vaivashvat Manu. So as soon as his period is over, next one is going to take over, Savarni Manu. And when the new Manu is appointed, Hariyari, immediately one new lord also, Manvantara Avatar. Manvantara Avatar. Avatar, that avatar who accompanies Manu. It's called Manvantara Avatar. So I will, yeah, you will become Indra. You are the next Indra. You are in the line. You are the next one to be Indra. And then I will also be there with you. And you will be the king of heaven and all that. So for now, you just stay on Sutal planet, Tavat, up until that time comes. The rule of present Manu is over and another Manu takes over. And that time you will be Indra. So there's another reward of sort that Bali Maharaj is getting in return for all the surrender, all the Atmanivedan that he has done unto the lotus feet of the Lord. I think the next verse. Now you take your family, you take your family with you. Lord is going to say tomorrow when you read Bhagavatam tomorrow. You take your family, gyati bhihi parivarita, take all your whole family with you. There. So, what is the time? Huh? Come on. You're breaking the news. Not good news. So, could I extend a little bit? Yeah, talking about the family members of Bali Maharaj. Now when Vamandev was coming in the direction of the Yajnashala on the banks of Narmada River, everyone experienced, they're thinking, is this sun god coming to attend the fire sacrifice? As Lord Vaman was moving forward, there's so much effulgence. Koti Surya Sama Prabha. So much Prabha. So much Prakash, effulgence. Emanating from personality of Lord Vamana. Everyone thought, is this sun coming? Is this Surya Dev coming? But it wasn't Surya Dev, it was Adi Dev, Vaman Dev, Vaman Dev, not Surya Dev, but Vaman Dev was coming. And as he was getting closer and closer and entered the arena of the fire sacrifice, well, everyone was present. And what we are going to mention, personality that we are mentioning is Ratnamala. Okay. Ratnamala also was there. Ratnamala, it is said both. She was a daughter of Bali Maharaj. Some places it is said she was a sister of Bali Maharaj. So this Vaman's arrival and effulgence, and finally, well, from the distance they were just seeing the Jyoti, Brahma Jyoti. But then as Lord came closer and closer, they could see the source of that effulgence. The beautiful Vamandev. And this Ratnamala. She was mesmerized by this beauty. He was just as a little boy. He had just taken birth. Huh? He was just born. His small, cute, little kid-like brahmachari, vesh, holding little umbrella and kamandalu. And as Ratnamala was taking darshan, close darshan. She was, her camera was now fully zoomed on, zeroing in on this personality of Vamandev, and that she was captivated by the beauty of Vamandev, and she was woman, elderly. So she had a thought. She had a thought. What was the thought? Everyone is up, right, by now? That I wish to have a beautiful child like this one. This was her thought. Okay, so this person, Vamandev, was beautiful to look at and charming and this and that. But look what he did later on. Now he tied up my father or my brother, Vamandev. Bali Maharaj. Yeah, this happens with me, this happens. So, Bali Maharaj is tied up, cannot even move. And then, the same Ratnamala was thinking, she's revengeful. Now she has a different feeling, thought towards this Vamandev. I will get you. I will get you. I'll take revenge for your act of treating my brother or my father like this. Okay, this is it. So he had these two thoughts. I wish I could have son-like, child-like this person, was one thought. Other thought was, I will get you. I'll beat you or kill you or... So then this Ratnamala was given birth in Brajamandal, and she becomes Putana. The Putana, the famous or infamous personality of Braj, was once upon a time she was Ratnamala, that Ratnamala. So the Lord has arranged this, both of his, her desires are fulfilled. So when Krishna was just six days old, it was a chatti, it was some kind of festival. Everyone was attending, and then Putana had gone. There's a village of Putana. Have you seen Putana's holy birth site? Could be holy also. Everything is holy in Vrindavan. So. You gotta go on Brajamandal Parikrama, then one day we bring you to Putana's birthplace. And she is also known as Khechari. In fact, the name of her village is Khechari Gram. K refers to sky, and char means to wander or to fly. Khechari, Shabdaha, K, come, sky. So she can fly or wander or walk in the sky. So it's Kesari. So that is what she did. She went to Gokul that day, and when she landed in Gokul, she transformed herself into very beautiful, as if she was Lakshmi. Everyone thought that. And she wanted to go to whatever. I'm just slowing down here. And so everyone was helping her out. They all thought Lakshmi was Lakshmi. And Narayan is in Gokul, so she must be Lakshmi. Look, her Banarasi sari. Or Vaikuntha sari, and the ornaments and the beauty. She's a masterpiece of beauty. Or she's a Miss India, a Miss Universe. This must be Lakshmi. And everyone was direct. Yeah, this way, madam, this way. She did not even have to inquire which way is Nanda Bhavan. There was no need to inquire. They all understood she must be going to Nanda Bhavan, so they're all directing her. This way, that way, turn, and 100 meters to go, and the left turn, and you'll be there at the entrance of Nanda Bhavan. Anyway, to make the long story short, so you know what happened. Yashoda also, seeing this beautiful lady, she Yashoda Nanda. Okay, you have him. You could take care of him, or you could. And so Krishna was in the lap of Putana one time. Ratnamala. And Lord has become her child. I wish I could have a child like this one. So that one has become now Krishna, Yashoda Nandan, and that one is now right in the lap of Putana. Said for the moment, he is like her child. It's my child. She also has. Attitude like that. Or she has come, in fact. She wanted to feed. This was a part of her strategy. I will feed him. I'll feed him. The breast milk. But then she had smeared the poison because she also wanted to take revenge, right? I'll kill him or I'll get him. So for a while he was a son or a child of Putana, and then next moment, okay, it's time for fulfilling the other wish, to get him, to beat him. Or she begins feeding the breast milk. Who knows whether there was milk or she had a breast, but. And then Krishna, okay, you want to feed me? You are my mother, okay, you want to feed me? Yes, go ahead. And as feeding began, and Krishna was drinking the breast milk or breast poison. So this was attempt to kill him, torture this, that one. But Vamana. Now I, what you did to my father or brother, I'm going to do that now to you. So and Krishna, so he had caught hold of the breast and he was drinking. And as soon as Krishna was going to drink milk, poison, her life, everything. Nice. She was also going to surrender everything unto the Lord. Not willingly, but forcefully. She was going to give everything to this Lord. So that is what she ended up doing. And then guess what? Lord here, Vamandev, is saying, oh, you could go with all your family members and reside in Sutta. So at least we know one of the family member is Ratnamala, eventually. Ended up in Golok. And getting a post, Bali Maharaj is getting the post of Indra, the next Manu's period. You become Indra. But this Ratnamala, I will make her my mother and send her. I am sending you to Sutala planet. But I'll send this Ratnamala to my own planet, Golok. So, kam dayalum. Very difficult to understand. Yeah, this is the kindness of Lord. Lord is so kind. So kind. That's what Uddhava said to Vidura. That this lady who had intention to, and she attempted as unsuccessfully to feed him poison. What did Lord give her in return? The motherhood. You become my mother. And I'll send you to my own abode. So you get this in return. You know. You know what Balir Maharaj received in return, and what Ratnamala received in return. So there is never ever loss in surrendering everything unto the Lord. So do not hesitate. Be enthusiastic. To surrender. Am I surrender? Everything. Sarvadharman. That is also there. Sarvadharman parityajya. Mamekam sharanam raja. Renounce, denounce everything. And really. Surrender unto me. And then what does Lord Krishna say, right? Aham tvam. Okay, you did your part of surrendering unto me. Now it is my, I have to do something. Your act is complete and over. Now I get in action. What do? Aham tvam. Sarva pape bhyo mokshishyami. On the top of that, Mahasucha. Do not fear. I will free you from all the reactions awaiting. reactions for the wrongdoings, papabhyo, sinful acts. Aham tvam sarva pape mokshishami. I will make you free from all this. And mamiti, I'll bring you back to my abode. Right? That's what his promise also. Manmana bhava madhbhakto madhyazi maam namaskuru. And then, mama eva eshyasi. So it is not just what is happening with Bali Maharaj. And this is the only one and only example. And ever, no. This happens all the time. This happens all the time. And this could happen to you, to me, maybe also. Lord could bring us what He has brought us so far, so good. We are in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Dham ki. We have come long way away. So if He could bring us so far, thus far, then remaining also, that could be completed. And we could be on our way back home. Back to Godhead, we are going back to home. Back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki. So by Srila Prabhupada's merciful arrangement, hold on. Don't move. Not over yet. I just want to spend just a few minutes more of your time. I was asked to come in the evening, which I may not be able to do it. So I will take this opportunity right now to remember and remind you briefly of today also is the Thirubhartithi Mahasa disappearance day of Vakreshwar Pandit. And I meant to talk, but I talked about Bali Maharaj, and there isn't time for what I wanted to talk about, Vakreshwar Pandit appearance. Oh, his appearance. Okay. Appearance day. So I will have no time to talk about. But today is also disappearance day of Brahmanand Prabhu. Ki. So we are all celebrating, the whole world is celebrating disappearance day festival of Brahmanand Prabhu. He departed on this day in Vrindavan. I'm sure many of you were present the day he departed from Vrindavan. And he had spent many years in Vrindavan. That's the last leg of his journey, long journey, long part. He stayed in Vrindavan. So again, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada gave lots of mercy to Brahmanand Prabhu, He was one of the first one to join Srila Prabhupada in New York. He was one of the first disciples when Prabhupada started his singing, chanting in Tompkins Square Park in New York. Newer and newer faces were coming, and Brahmananda was one of them. And really, he quickly became very close associate, assistant of Srila Prabhupada. So many contributions, financial and other kind of assistance was rendering. Kind of, you know, right-hand man at one point. Srila Prabhupada's right-hand man, Brahmananda. Big, big Brahmananda Prabhu. Swami one time, Brahmananda Swami Maharaj. And so Srila Prabhupada gave lots of missions, different missions to him. Him and his brother Gargamuni Maharaj also, they were in charge of spiritual sky one time. Incense, spiritual sky incense. ISKCON, Prabhupada's ISKCON needed Lakshmi funds. So these two brothers, they thought of making lots of money by starting this spiritual sky incense department. And Srila Prabhupada sent him. Prabhupada wanted him to come to Bombay and take charge of Hare Krishna land. I remember, and I had just now joined, I was just a new bhakta at Hare Krishna land. And Guru Brahmananda Prabhu did not, he did come, but not as in charge. Some others were appointed. Brahmananda was there, Brahmananda Swami, and I had lots of association of my big brother, was big in size also. And I would always look up to him. And he was powerful. And Prabhupada had sent him to Africa, East Africa, Kenya, for a special mission. And okay, reminder. Unlike that, Srila Prabhupada wrote so many hundreds and hundreds of letters to Brahmananda, which you could read, and you will realize how much Srila Prabhupada was relying on Brahmananda for his organization, ISKCON, spreading, establishing his Hare Krishna movement. So Brahmananda Maharaj Prabhu had a lion's share in propagation and establishment of Srila Prabhupada's Hare Krishna movement. And finally Prabhupada departed. On the day Prabhupada was put in Samadhi, and there was a festival held in honor of Srila Prabhupada, remembering Srila Prabhupada. I don't remember all that Brahmananda Prabhu said that day, But what I remember is how much he cried, feeling separation from Srila Prabhupada. He was crying like a child or a baby. That's an indication of how much Brahmananda, Lord Prabhupada, and how much affection he had for Srila Prabhupada. So we are confident on this day. Brahmananda has moved on, gone to join wherever Srila Prabhupada is. And he is in good hands, Prabhupada's hands, and Prabhupada's shelter and care. Sri Srimad Brahmanand Prabhu Tirubhava Tithi Mahatsavaki Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada's International Society for Krishna Consciousness Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Nithai Gaur Premanande.